Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Our friend, and indeed actress, a founder of Fallen Angel Theatre, and somebody that we have known and indeed is very much known in the cultural area in the theatre, let me welcome Aideen Maloney. And Aideen, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you, Aideen. It's great to be on again.
Tell us, though, a little bit, if you will, you know, on Fallen Angel Theatre and how it got started and take it from there.
Fallen Angel Theatre Company is based out of New York. We founded it in 2003. And it is our mission is to produce Irish and British playwriting for and by and about Irish and British women. Sorry, that's very confusing there. But we produce plays by and about Irish and British women. So it's primarily a women's theatre company here
right.
in New York.
And an Irish women's theatre by and for women. So there you are. Now, what kind of productions have you done thus far?
Well, when we started off producing theatre on a what's called a showcase level, downtown theatre, and that was, due to, limited budgets on whatever we could get. Then we progressed. Now we have progressed into producing off-Broadway. So we've changed gears a bit and we're playing with the big boys, as they say.
Heading in the right direction, absolutely.
So our last play that we produced was called Air Swimming by an English writer called Charlotte Jones. And it was a U.S. premiere of her first play, and it was co-produced by the Irish Repertory Theatre. And it was a big success. I know many of your listeners and yourself got to see it. And before that, we had a piece commissioned by a woman called Barbara Hammond. She wrote a play called Eva the Chaste, which was, in actual fact, a one-woman piece. And we produced that at the Clurman Theatre on Theatre Row here in New York. And we've also done productions of for writers like Paula Meehan, the poet, Irish poet Paula Meehan wrote a lovely play called Cell. And a whole bunch of others in the past.
I know. Go ahead. Finish there.
And, we have plans now to... we're looking at a play by Jennifer Johnston, a wonderful Irish writer, Anglo-Irish writer, called Desert Lullaby. So we're hoping to do a production of Desert Lullaby by Jennifer Johnston within the next year and a half. And it will be the U.S. premiere of that play also.
Terrific. All right. Now, you have... tremendous supporters. I could rattle them off, but let's stick with your New York City. It's a winter benefit, and as we all know, it is very costly, among other things, to not only to produce but to actually affect any play in a very crowded field in New York City. However, you have, as I say, many supporters, including Tom Wren, of course, who heads, he is the chairman, the CEO, the president of Mutual of America. And there is a fundraiser coming up on this coming Thursday. January 30th, and that's at 6 o'clock. Now, you are presenting the Seraphim Award, Women of Theatre 2017. 2014 to a very significant Irish honoree. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, we are indeed, and we have named this particular award the Pioneering Woman of Theatre, and that is going to director Gary Hines, co-founder and artistic director of Druid Theatre in Ireland.
Yes.
Gary is, you know, she's a warrior and incredibly talented woman with a great spirit, never stops going. And theatre, like many worlds, is predominantly, you know, it's male-dominated. And, you know, she's, you know, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And being a woman and forging new paths, and that is what she has done. She was the first woman, female director ever to win a Tony for directing. And not only is she a woman, but that it happens to be an Irish woman.
Mm.
It is only appropriate that we present this award to her. She is one of our heroes, and her work is incredible.
I can tell you, being from the west of Ireland, that what Gary Hines and her co-founders did in bringing a very prominent theatre to the other side of the country from Dublin was a great feat in itself, and it's it was great for the first. And it went a long way to let you know, everybody know, particularly those who live in Ireland, that not all theatre would be have to be in Dublin and the Dublin 4 zip code area, that this was possible to you know, to bring this to other parts of the country. Huge boost for the west of Ireland, and of course the Galwegians in particular will brag that they're second to none in the Irish theatrical scene. So there's a lot there, and no more deserving honoree. You know,
I agree with you. Not only is she, you know, has an indomitable spirit and force to keep going, but she's a classy lady,
mm-hmm.
and that shows all of that. Not only shows through in how she is a businesswoman with her company and with her work, but also within the artistic aspect of her work.
Yeah. How can I think, just to add to that, you know, we can't even think of the beauty queen of Lenan, you know, the very famous beauty queen of Lenan production, without, of course, knowing the influence there of Gary Hines. Terrific.
Exactly. She's something else. She really is.
Now, tell us about next Thursday.
Well, it's our benefit. We haven't had one for a couple of years, and one of our, as you mentioned earlier, a great supporter of the arts of many artistic communities, and also a heads up concern is Tom Moran and of Mutual of America.
Yes.
I think the man is a saint myself, and very generous soul and spirit. And you know, he recognized in Fallen Angel, we are the only Irish, you know, professional Irish women theatre company in the United States. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, we produce off-Broadway level. There's very few companies can actually have that claim. You know, we've worked very, very hard to get there.
Yep.
And he recognizes that in this, that we, you know, and the quality of our work is very good. So
you're preaching to the choir here, I know.
So he was very generous and invited us to have our benefit at Mutual of America, which we're very
the number one top venue in New York City, and we're all always indeed delighted when despite his own extraordinarily busy schedule, that Tom Moran has supported many organizations in not only in the New York area, but indeed transatlantic to provide that for transatlantic events as well. Now, you know, you mentioned air swimming, and we were delighted to be there, indeed there on the same evening as Tom Moran and Kenny and the usual suspects.
But the usual suspects. Yeah.
There was a lady there who at the time. We didn't pay much attention to, but a great supporter of Fallen Angel Theatre. And her name is Charlene McRae, who has moved ahead tremendously herself. Now the First Lady of New York.
Yes, she is.
And also a great supporter. And we hear through the grapevine that on... Mayor de Blasio's schedule for Thursday evening. She's bringing a very prominent partner.
She is indeed. It's on the schedule to come. Let's hope that New York City will allow that to happen.
Well, that is, again, that's great and something very exciting to look forward to, because indeed, with the early days, with a new change of administration, I know a lot of people will be looking forward to that, and to have the blessing also of the de Blasios, and in particular Charlene. Now, speaking of partners, story is that your partner of long standing, this fellow, who has indeed been very much involved, we thought it was with Fallen Angel Theatre, but obviously he's becoming partner.
We've just recently got engaged.
That's the short version, and we're delighted. Congratulations.
Thank you to Annie Segarra. We have recently just got engaged.
Good.
And Arnie is actually, and has been for some time, regardless of our personal life, he is an amazing human being, and he is the chairman of the board of Fallen Angel Theatre.
Yeah.
And has done Trojan work to help us over the last few years.
He took some time out recently, though, on de Blasio Official Transition Committee. How about that?
His relationship with the mayor goes back many, many years. Right back to the Dinkins days. And,
absolutely.
When Arnie worked for Mayor Dinkins. And, they've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't speak for the mayor or for Arnie, but yes, he was on his transition committee.
Good, good, good. Listen, you have a lot of invited special guests. One of them, on the same program, we had a guest earlier in the program today, known very well to you, Paddy Maloney and the Chieftains. There are a great number of dignitaries who we hope to see there invited, like Colin McCann and
big fan of Colin. He's also, like my father, I consider him, a treasure that we have from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We're very honoured also to have his presence at the party, and his lovely wife, Alison.
Great. Okay, and there's a slew of others which we won't go into. Now, give us the details. It's coming up. It's coming up on Thursday.
Thursday the 30th.
Right.
It starts. It's from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
RSVP is necessary prior to the event. There would be no
no drop-ins. Okay.
Yeah, on the door without letting us know. And for more information on tickets and location and the event details, you can go to our website, which is www.fallenangeltheatre.org.
Okay, so the information, the tickets, the reservations, and reservations are a must. Again, it is fallenangeltheatre.org. Our guest, Aideen Maloney, it's next Thursday evening, and you can get all the information there. And above all, I think for many who are great admirers of your honoree, Gary Hines, Tony Award-winning director and co-founder of the and artistic director of the Druid Theatre Company in Ireland, a great chance, a great event, and we're looking forward very much indeed to being there. And hopefully some of our listeners will decide to make that and join us for what promises to be a great evening of entertainment and miss wobbling and backslapping and
fun.
Everything
and
fun, yeah. Okay.
As well.
We'll see you on Thursday evening, Aideen, and thank you for joining us. And friends, I just want to let you know again that fallenangeltheatre.org. Very simple. Log on there. You'll get the details. Indeed, and this is, you have to do this right away because it's coming up next Thursday, taking place at the fabulous Mutual of America, the building at 320 Park Avenue between 50th and 51st Street. fallenangeltheatre.org. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.